I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Arts St. Louis is a nonprofit visual arts organization that was incorporated in 1986, basically to promote regional artists and create opportunities for their work to be seen. From Arts St. Louis, welcome Executive Director Chandler Branch. He's here with Artistic Director Robin Hirsch and Chris Roos, owner and operator of Mississippi Mud Coffee Roasters. Hi to all of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Good day. How unique is this concept for St. Louis, Chandler?
Well, I'm not aware of anything quite like it happening elsewhere in the region. I couldn't go so far as to say that it's an entirely original concept, but certainly not one that you'd find elsewhere downtown.
The idea is that you're going to open a art gallery slash coffee house, sort of,
yes.
Right? To feature the work of primarily or exclusively regional artists.
That's right. That's right. Art St. Louis is an organization that exists to foster the development of local artists, and principally by introducing their work to the public here in St. Louis, helping more people discover and enjoy it.
And Chris Roos, this is a first for you, for your company, Mississippi Mud Coffee Roasters, because you've been making coffee for a long time, but you've never had a quote-unquote coffee house.
Right. We've been roasting for about 9 years, helping other coffee houses set up and operate. This is our first opportunity, and we're excited working with Art St. Louis.
What made you think this was a direction that you wanted to try?
Well, it was actually not an idea we had. It came from Art St. Louis, but we thought that it was a great combination, mixing coffee, because a lot of artists and writers, they get together. Coffee is a great community builder, and having the opportunity to serve coffee, be able to walk around with coffee and enjoy art is great.
Yeah, I don't know. Does anyone not like coffee? I don't think that's true. 382-8255, 382-TALK, if anyone would like to jump into the conversation anytime. Perhaps we have some artists listening now that are either familiar with the work that you've done or would be interested in this, or people just interested in the concept in general. Area code 314-382-8255. Now, there's an interesting component to this, and that is you're involved in that Kickstarter campaign. I think maybe for those people who aren't familiar with what that is.
Kickstarter is a crowdfunding platform based in New York. And what makes it unusual and exciting is that it's an all-or-nothing platform. You set a goal. You set a date by which – a specific hour, in fact, by which you have to reach that goal. And then you're off to the races trying to find as many backers. It's interesting that you don't hear these – supporters, otherwise referred to as donors or supporters. It's a very entrepreneurial-based platform as opposed to a charity-based platform. So people in the Kickstarter culture expect to get something when they give, and we've tried to step into that mode of thinking. We're offering an awful lot of free coffee and other rewards as well. But the idea is to get as many people to buy in at whatever level they can to make it possible. And the typical gift, average gift actually through Kickstarter is $25.
Hmm.
In our case, the most popular pledge level, I should say, is $60. I'm not terribly surprised by that because there's a whole bunch of rewards and benefits that come along with it. So we're grateful.
Yeah. Well, I looked up on – I went to your website. It's been 2 days now, so it's probably changed. But I know you have a cutoff date, July 13th, 7 p.m. That's when you want to raise $15,000 from the Kickstarter deal.
Right.
And I checked a couple of days ago, and at that time, I think it was Wednesday, you had 125 backers. You had a little over 10 grand towards your $15,000 goal. So what's the latest?
The latest is $12,785 from 153 backers. So, yes, I'm checking it incessantly. I have a widget on my phone that updates hourly. It's actually a lot of fun.
You going to make it, Robin?
We have a tremendous amount of support, and we're very pleased. We are definitely going to make it, and we hope that we go over.
Yeah,
definitely.
Right. That'd be a good thing.
Yes.
Okay, well, you've got a space picked out. I mean, I guess you're in the process of finishing it up now, and that's at the Park Pacific Building, which is down on Pine Street. That's sort of by Union Station, isn't it?
Kind of. It's a decent – it'd be a bit of a trek, actually, from Union Station.
It's about that distance from the river west. Am I right?
Yeah, Union Station is a little further west.
We're right next to the Central Library, and actually we're right next to Soldiers Memorial. and the new SLU Law School, which is being built, and we have a view of City Hall. It's a beautiful location. There's a park right next to us. So all sorts of events take place next to us, including we just had the Pride Fest. We'll have Taste of St. Louis. All sorts of great events will be right next door to us in this new location.
Okay, so physically, how are you combining this coffee house and gallery? How's that set up? How does that work? Are they actually really connected, or are they just next door?
Well, the coffee house is right up in front as you walk into the space, which is in the process of being painted right now. We're really excited about that. On your right, you'll have the coffee house, and you can grab a coffee, a latte, sit down at the coffee house, or take that and walk through the gallery in the back. Most of the space is art, but the coffee house is in front, so you can, you know, view the art with coffee.
Now, I'm no expert, but other galleries and things, I'm not sure they'd let you walk around with coffee and like a Danish or something, would they?
This is different, definitely.
Why do you want to do it that way?
I would say that we are striving for a really enticing atmosphere of intimate social connections with people, more so than you could get in what sometimes feels like a sterile environment when it comes across more as a museum setting. Mm-hmm. Art St. Louis, one of the strengths of the organization is bringing people together, and you would guess that maybe because we have so many of the artists working locally. So you come to an opening reception, and it's really electric. The room is packed with people, and that's usually a Friday or Saturday evening. And you come Tuesday morning, and it's just usually a very small number of people. They're speaking in hushed tones in the gallery. And what we're really trying to do is blur the lines, hopefully in a way that doesn't confuse people, but they feel like this is a place where they want to hang out. They want to meet their friends, whatever. So that does involve putting the furniture right in the middle of the exhibition areas.
Hmm. Are you building this? Is this a model from somewhere else? Or
we aren't following a model. I'm sure it exists, and I've told that it has been. But part of what I think we have so many advantages going into it, not only because of the relationship with Mississippi Mud, but the building owners, the Lawrence Group, it's a great architectural firm based here in St. Louis, and they own as well niche interior design and home furnishings. So it's a locally based furniture and design operation, and we're working with them to furnish these spaces. So it's not, again, it's not a typical gallery setup. It's not a typical coffee shop setup, even though there are many coffee shops with original art. And it isn't a museum either. You know, there's not just a bench sitting in the middle of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be pretty interesting. I mean, it works in our heads.
Yeah,
but
the wonderful part is, and Chandler was correct, you know, when you have an opening, you have a lot of people there looking at art. But during the week, people are not there. So if you have locals, business people, and neighbors who live in the community, they're going to come and get coffee, and then they have the opportunity to see art throughout the week. So it's a great opportunity for locals to see art and have coffee.
Well, the building, you're in the ground floor, of course. It's a skyscraper, a high-rise, or whatever you call it. The Park Pacific building, it has apartments in it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's more and more people seem to be living in that area anyway.
Plus SLU Law School, which is going to be spectacular.
I went to your website, and you have an interesting video that all three of you are featured in.
Right.
We are.
I might add. So I want to ask you a couple things about that. Chandler, you're on the video, and you were talking about the growing awareness of St. Louis's burgeoning greatness, I think, the words that you used. What did you mean?
Well, when you think about the cities that we generally consider the great cultural centers of our country, typically the coasts, we recognize that those cities are seen and perceived as such not just because of the art and the artists that they import, not just because of the great musical acts that perform in their concert halls or the traveling exhibits that go through the museums, but because, in fact, there's a local thriving art community. These are places where great art is being made, where artists choose, you know, to live and do their work. And I don't think there's any shortage of local talent in St. Louis. And then with great cultural institutions specifically focusing on local artists, St. Louis Artists Guild, VSA Missouri, Foundry Art Center, Luminary Center for the Arts, I mean, the list goes on and on, St. Louis Artworks. St. Louis is on a path to, I think, sort of achieve that kind of cultural vitality and recognition. So this project is, in some way, our little way of trying to put some momentum in that direction.
Are either of you artists, Robin or Chandler, by the way?
Yes.
Yes,
I'm an
Chris
artist
and I are both artists.
Mississippi Mud, and I'm a member of St. Louis.
You're an artist also.
Yes, I'm a painter.
Yes, we both went to art school.
Yeah.
What kind of work do you do, Chris?
Figurative, and I'm doing some abstract at this point in time, but figurative mostly. Mm-hmm. Oil, canvas.
Robin?
I studied photography, so that's my true love.
Chandler?
Well, I'm a violinist and composer. I don't know if that counts in this discussion.
Yes, it does.
Well, since you bring that up, any chance there'll be any a music element in this at any time?
There's a very, very high chance. We actually just recently established a great relationship with the St. Louis Symphony, and they sent in some musicians, and we had a free performance in our old gallery space. And then sort of turned the tables and put an exhibition of art at Powell Hall in connection with a concert series they were doing there. So I expect that sort of thing will happen.
I don't know. Will this go over in St. Louis? 382-8255, 382-TALK, if anyone listening might have an idea about that. Back to that video, Robin, you were in there too. And you talked about, I guess, maybe one of the reasons of coming up with this idea in the first place, about how for regional artists, and I think when you talk about regional artists, you're talking about anyone within a couple hundred miles.
So, 200-mile radius, yeah. For Art St. Louis, yeah, so, as the crow flies or as the robin flies.
So you talked in the video about that there are such limited places for local artists to show their work.
There really truly are. There are only a handful of commercial galleries left in St. Louis because of the economy. And those commercial galleries focus on, they have a handful of St. Louis artists whose works they exhibit and sell. And then the rest of those artists that they exhibit and sell are nationally based or internationally based, and that's how they make their livings. And then the rest of the galleries in St. Louis are like Art St. Louis, so the St. Louis Artists Guild, the Foundry. There are also nonprofit galleries like us. So, you know, it's very competitive, and we have to provide as many opportunities to exhibit the works of St. Louis area artists as possible. So that's what we do year-round, is provide those opportunities to show their works.
Emerging artists.
You know, it's emerging, mid-career, and
mid-career.
Established. And
absolutely.
those established artists could be very young, and those emerging artists could be older. It's a very interesting mix of levels of artists, and we do that all year round with all sorts of opportunities in the gallery as well as outside of the gallery, in our pop-up exhibits in corporate locations, all over.
Yeah, well, it's got to be tough if, how can an artist sell their work if people don't see it, right?
Exactly.
You can be very talented, but if it's not on exhibit somewhere and people aren't familiar with it, you're not going to sell it, right?
And there are artists who also want to not necessarily – they might want to sell their work, but they also might just want to have their work seen by their peers or the community at large.
382-8255, 382-TALK. Let's go to the phones. We have Mary Beth calling from Wildwood. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Chandler.
Hi there.
I just called in to comment because I moved here from the West Coast about 10 years ago, and Art St. Louis has added so much to my life. I became a member right away, got into some exhibits, got my name out there, and I've done some of the programs they do around town where you can hang your art in a, you know, commercial location or restaurant, and I think they add a ton of value to the community. The other thing I wanted to say is about the idea of coffee and art together. I think it rocks because I've seen people walk into gallery settings, and even when I was doing outdoor art fairs, walk into my booth and sort of their eyes glaze over and they're just fearful. And I think to make art more accessible to everyday people is just a great idea.
What kind of work do you do, Mary Beth?
I'm a mixed media painter. So mixed media is for people who can't make up their minds. They're really excited about all the products.
Well, have a cup of coffee. And
we have to throw it all into our painting.
Well, have a cup of coffee and think about that.
Okay, that's all I had to say. I just wanted to support what they're doing. And I hope everybody donates the money because it's a really super cause.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
Thanks for your support, Mary Beth.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Clayton. Mike's on the line. Are you an artist, Mike? Hi, Mike. You're on Cityscape.
Hi. I'm a photographer, and I have shown at Art St. Louis before. And that was a great gallery over there, but this is going to be fabulous because it's sort of right in the center of things, a pleasant place to hang out. There's a park right there, and you got the library and the city hall and the civil courts building. So it's been a great place for people at lunchtime to come over and get a cup of coffee and view artists. I think it's just a fabulous location, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, Mike, as an artist yourself, personally, what will a space like this mean to you and what you do?
Well, I hope I get invited to future shows, because it's usually by jury, and so that's what I'm hoping, because again, it's a great space, and I've been part of the shows a couple of times before, and it's just such a great event. And years ago I went to Santa Fe and realized that we have so much art in this town, and it's not recognized in one location. So this is give us more of a central location to recognize the art that is produced here.
Thanks, Mike. So back to that, Robin and Chandler, what is the demand? I mean, Mike said there that he hopes that he's able to get involved in this. Is there a line at your door? What does it take for an artist to be part of this?
The demand is huge, and we have these juried exhibitions. So we do these year-round, and the next juried exhibition is Art St. Louis 29, juried by Buzz Spector, who is a dean and a professor at Washington University. The deadline for entries is July 19th. It's an all-media exhibition open to St. Louis area artists. The region is that 200-mile radius. All media, all styles, all techniques, you name it. It just can't be hung from the ceiling. and anyone can enter that show. There's an entry fee, but the entry form can be found on our website. You just have to download that, and there are directions to follow. But you can email me if you have questions. It sounds fierce, but you just email me and we'll go through it together.
Chris, this next one's for you. You know, last week we took a tour of the new East Building at the St. Louis Art Museum. It was a really fascinating, beautiful place. But I understand that you were there sometime. Is this correct? I think this was in the video I was watching, that you were there during the, maybe I have you mixed up with someone, you were there during the construction and sort of had an inspiration for the, was it the design of the coffee house or?
Oh, no, that was Paul at Lawrence Group.
That's right. Really, he's to be credited with this.
Well, tell that story.
Okay. Well, apparently he was in a cafe and that had been displaced because of the construction on the new wing, and was peering through into one of the exhibits and thought to himself, wouldn't it be nice if I was sitting in the exhibit, you know, enjoying my coffee or whatever. So he posed the idea at that point. We fell in love with it immediately. So, yeah, in a way, actually, the project was inspired by one of our great, you know, cultural institutions here.
Well, Chris, I can't let you go without asking you a little bit about your coffee. You said you've been making Mississippi Mud coffee for about 9 years?
9 years, yes.
You were kind enough to bring a little bag, and it smells great.
You're welcome.
So what – I don't know. I know a lot about drinking coffee.
Yes, well
– But what,
yeah, well, coffee,
what makes good coffee?
Well, you know, each coffee roaster – and there are quite a few coffee roasters here in St. Louis, luckily, and we happen to be one of them. And a roaster will roast from different countries. We buy coffee from all over the world, and we roast it. And it's we do the best we can, and we enjoy doing it.
Hmm. Well, let's remind people that it's Art St. Louis, and they are going to be opening a coffee house gallery at the Park Pacific Building, which is down on Pine Street. And if you want to be part of that Kickstarter program and help them meet their fundraising goals, July 13th, 7 p.m. is the deadline for that.
Right.
Yes.
And any last words?
ArtSt.Louis.org. That's my final word.
Kickstart.
Yeah. That's Chandler Branch, Executive Director of Art St. Louis. Robin Hirsch has been here, the Artistic Director. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much.
And Chris Roos from Mississippi Mud Coffee Roasters. We look forward to this new addition to downtown. It's very exciting. And
Thank you.
Good luck to all of you.
Thank you so much.
Next week on Cityscape, we're going to take a look at Cinema St. Louis's 2013 Filmmaker Showcase. And join Don Marsh for St. Louis on the Air on Monday, when he'll talk with members of the Cultural Leadership Program about what they learned on their recent 3-week trip. Then he'll visit with some St. Louis High School students about their efforts as documentary filmmakers. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr and Hannah Durham. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and join us next week.